USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 60 people rescued from a wildfire burning in the mountains of Central California. The Fresno Fire Department says the Creek Fire in the Sierra National Forest has injured a dozen people, two of them critically, and last night 63 people were flown to safety, including some campers after the fire blocked the only road out from their campground. Meanwhile, the huge lake fire near Lake Hughes in California, burning for nearly a month, is now 95% contained. California, also among the southwestern states, setting heat records this weekend, leading to huge power demand to run AC, which could lead to scheduled rolling blackouts soon. British authorities report a mass stabbing in the city of Birmingham early today. Police say there are a number of injured people, but they have not said specifically how many. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalize or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The White House says political motivations will not play into the race to develop a coronavirus vaccine. This as the CDC has notified states to be ready to distribute one to high-priority groups as soon as the 1st of November, 2 days before the election. Some say they fear the fast-track approval will come at the expense of public safety, as President Trump is touting the vaccine's arrival while campaigning for re-election. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen says he believes the president will do whatever it takes to win re-election, Cohen telling NBC News he's concerned about what may happen if Democrat Joe Biden ends up winning the race.
My biggest fear is that there will not be a peaceful transition of power.
Authentic was the upset winner at yesterday's Kentucky Derby, and outside Churchill Downs, pro-police and police reform demonstrators gathered. Police say there were only a few minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Staff members at Liberty University have been told not to interact with the school's ousted president, Jerry Falwell Jr. The university's general counsel saying in an email to staffers that Falwell had made what he calls uncomfortable phone calls to some employees since stepping down last week, and there must be no appearance that Falwell is running the school from behind the scenes. Falwell's departure coming after a Falwell family business partner said in interviews he's had a relationship with Falwell's wife, Becky, and that Jerry Falwell was present at some of their liaisons. While the Falwells have acknowledged that Giancarlo Granda and Becky Falwell had an affair, Jerry Falwell has denied any participation. The couple alleged that Granda sought to extort them by threatening to reveal the relationship unless he was paid substantial money. Granda has denied that allegation. Kanye West is spending his personal fortune on his bid for the White House. In a federal campaign filing 2 days ago, the rapper reported spending $5.9 million of his own money on his presidential campaign. That disclosure comes after West was denied by Virginia and Arizona election officials to be featured on their November general election ballots. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.